At our youth days, we offer a set of crafts that reinforce the theme of the day, which theme this year, 2016, was the theme of better family life. Thus, we had crafts that insisted upon the traits of God's love and how that love is to be that same way within our family. As God has love, so do we have those traits of God. And then we also have a class time taught by an adult man who is really guiding and helping people to understand. Here is E.J. Bratcher doing such as that.
A lot of times, the first time I ever got around to it, I was in a Bible class, and the teacher said, when you have a teacher friend, you come up to your friends, and your friends say, well, you know, I'm going to live my life a little bit better. But I got to get around to it. He said, there you go, get around to it. But you can tell me, you can go wrong. One of my favorite things when I was growing up was when we're in our families, who do you look up to in your family?
My oldest brother. My dad
was the same. I didn't really understand my mom until I was a teenager. But most girls look up to their mom and mothers.
I used to look up to my dad, and I don't want really mom. It is weird.
As you can see, we involve the young people in discussing with us thoroughly so that they can get a grasp of the teaching that is done on youth days. Those were remarks to younger children. Older children, of course, have a little different, higher level, because they are fixing to go out into the world to meet the world with the love of God or without the love of God.
I'm going to try and make some colors, see if I can't get a blue.
My dad works for himself, so he's really good with people, and he probably get that from his mom, because she's never really met a stranger. Matter of fact, there are times that I thought grandma could talk the ears off the dead person, but that's what was said about it. My mom is patient, and she's the one that taught me about the word and how to draw. And so, the first time I remember drawing something, I drew an apple, but I only drew it in 1D. And she set it down on the table, and she said, now draw that shadow right there. It took me a little bit to draw that shadow on that apple. But my mom was right there and showed me how to do it. And that made me patient, or helped me become patient. So when I'm working with the kids in Cabin 1, then I did that this morning, and it's actually two magnets, and they're pretty strong magnets.
May I add what a joy it is to have good craftspeople that are leaders and others that participate with them, like Jane Rawson had and like E.J. Bratcher had in class teaching as well. Come and be with us another year that we host a youth day. It'll be announced in the area, and we hope that you will avail yourself the opportunity to be a part of such an event as this. Crafts will reinforce the theme, and a class of teaching will reinforce the patience of understanding God's will. This is Robert Rawson speaking.